Chapter 77. While the rest of the world prepared for the Y2K disaster, Ron was battling leaves. They started falling at the end of September and fell with increasing magnitude as the calendar turned into October. The sheer volume of them was extraordinary. Ron laughed when he heard about people storing their raked leaves in bags. His property included over 100 trees. He calculated that he would need that many bags and discarded the idea. At first, he and Keats did their summer mowing technique to clean the grass of leaves. But soon there were too many to make that happen, and Ron was outside with a blower. Keats did not like the sound of the blower either, but loved to romp in the blowing leaves. Ron found it easier than mowing, but frustrating because he never seemed to get them all. And when he created a long pile, the amount of leaves was staggering. Soon, the blower was not able to move the weight of them, and Ron shifted to the rake. Keats liked the rake. It made no noise, and it reminded him of the snow shovel. The time seemed to stand still, with Ron raking and Keats romping. Celeste made her way out the back door and over to where Ron was standing. Keats saw her coming and took the opportunity to dive into the leaves, turn over on his back, and wiggle all four of his paws in a delighted display. Celeste put her hand on her hip. "Will you look at him?" she said to Ron. "Do you have any idea how we are going to get him clean?" "He's having fun," said Ron. "I'll take him down to the lake to wash off before we come in." "That's perfect, Ron. Then I'll have a wet dog with wet leaves matted into his fur. That's a great solution." "Do you want to brush him?" said Ron. Celeste ignored that. "I don't understand why you can't wait until they all come down and do it all at once. That's what my father did." "Yeah," said Ron sarcastically. "I'll just leave them all in the gutter and wait for the street sweeper to come by and collect them." She did not want to argue with him. He could be such a bastard when he was intent on doing something. Celeste carried her newly frozen containers to the barn, opened it, slammed it shut hard a few times. Over the summer, cave crickets had made their way into the barn. They were horrible, ugly insects, and they kind of hopped down from the walls at you. The first time she had gotten one in her hair, she'd screamed and stomped her feet and run back upstairs to take a shower. Now she just avoided the barn whenever she could. She wanted to mention the exterminator again, but she had to admit that $700 to get rid of the mice had been costly, and the man had said that they would no doubt be back, unless they left poison pellets out. Ron refused to do this because of Keats. Celeste thought to herself that she was never cut out to be a frontier woman. She did love the lake and her home, but did it really mean that she had to put up with rodents and bugs in her hair? Was that his plan for her? Ron had gotten the leaves into 5 humongous piles and was trying to decide what to do with them when Celeste came out of the barn, brushed herself off, and shivered. She took some pleasure in hollering over to Ron, "You better get cleaned up. We're going to your mother's house soon."